The opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro are 4 months away. While preparations continue with international eyes on the country, Brazil is facing numerous issues, such as the potential impeachment of its president. Brazilian-born journalist Juliana Barbosa details how the country is gearing up for the Games amid an economic recession and corruption allegations in her book Dancing with the Devil in the City of God. Barbosa will be at Williams College tonight to talk about the book and her experiences reporting in Brazil.
Brazil is facing a perfect storm right now. Just like when the country was chosen to host the Olympics back in 2009, Brazil was in this tremendous position. The economy was growing, inequality was diminishing. Politically, it was experiencing a period of stability and confidence in the government. Socially, there were some really positive changes. You know, the middle class was growing. Brazilians had essentially a lot to be very proud of at that moment in October 2009 when Rio was chosen as the host of the 2016 Olympics. Now we're in an almost opposite situation. Everything that could be going wrong is going wrong. The economy is tanked. GDP shrank by nearly 4% last year. Unemployment is up. Inflation is up. Budgets are being cut all over the place. For Rio de Janeiro, for example, the state had really been counting on revenues from a big oil discovery just off the coast of Rio, but the price of oil has tanked as well internationally. And so a lot of the optimism is gone. A lot of the expectations of a brighter future for the country, for the city, for the citizens themselves have been dashed. And politically, we're mired in a tremendous crisis right now. The president's facing impeachment. Millions of people were in the streets to call for her to resign. And so we're really in the middle of an unexpected worst-case scenario in nearly every front. That's the country that will be hosting the Olympics in a few months.
Is crime or the perception of crime also an issue? I saw that there was a recent report that there were nearly 60,000 murders in Brazil in 2014, a lot of them gun-related.
Yes, unfortunately, one of the arenas that had seen improvement back in 2009 when Rio was chosen to host was crime, the perception of crime and the reality of crime, petty crime and violent crimes as well. And unfortunately, that has started to tick back up as the economy started to worsen. This is one of those areas where I have to say, I don't think it will actually be a big factor for the Olympics. And I'll tell you why. Rio de Janeiro is planning the biggest police operation in its history during those weeks. There'll be 85,000 law enforcement officers in the streets during those days. And so Rio will be probably the safest place on the planet to be at that very moment. The real concern is, what's left for the residents of Rio once the games are over? You know, we're going to have this moment, this total clampdown. Police is getting new armaments, new gadgets, you know, Kevlar vests, things like that. And those will remain with the police in Rio once the games are gone. And the police in Rio is actually part of the problem. They're very lethal. The number of killings by police officers has been going up since 2013 every year. And these officers that have very little accountability for their actions are going to have all those extra gadgets left with them once the games are gone. And what is that going to mean for the local population? So not such a big worry for the Olympics themselves and for the Olympic visitors, I don't think, but a concern for the city once the games are gone.
Overall, how does the international spotlight that comes with the Olympics and also the preparation for the Olympics impact that perfect storm of issues that you talked about in the beginning?
Well, it really amps up expectations, for one. The government went after the games in a way to showcase the country that Brazil was becoming, the city that Rio was becoming. It wanted to show off these improvements, right? It was supposed to be a stage for Brazil and for Rio. And now that things are going south, and budgets are being cut on every front, on essential fronts, like hospitals are being shut down. The city and the state and the country and the federal government still want to look good. And so they're still putting in that money into venues, into preparations for the games. There have been some nominal cuts. You know, the opening and closing ceremonies are going to be smaller. There'll be a few more temporary venues. But a lot of money is still being spent on this because they don't want to look bad, right? The point of the Olympics is to sort of show off to the world, to show what you can do, show your country, your city at its best. And so that major investment is still going to go towards that preparation instead of the very essential services that the population really needs. And so a lot of the protests that we saw, for example, before the World Cup might come back again before the Olympics as citizens basically start to go, where's my tax money going? I don't want, you know, a new cycling venue. I want the hospitals to remain open.
And you talked about it a little bit there and also with the police force, the potential impact that the Olympics may have on Brazil as a country. And obviously you detail them in your book, Dancing with the Devil in the City of God. Can you explain a little bit further of what you see as the potential impacts that the Games will have on the country as a whole?
Well, the impact that the Games had during this entire preparation period, and this was very interesting to look at up close while I was in Rio reporting on it and writing the book, is of a catalyst, essentially. When you throw a big mega event like the World Cup or the Olympics on a city, it catalyzes, it speeds up, it intensifies processes that are already in place. And so, for example, now we are seeing with, you know, all that's coming out, all the news that's coming out of Rio and Brazil these days, that corruption and collusion, nepotism are serious problems in local governments, state governments, federal governments. And so when you throw the Olympic Games on top of that, it intensifies that. And so, for example, now we have all this information coming out about the exchange of padded contracts for political payoff, this corruption scheme that's being investigated and that's tarnishing our highest elected leaders, our business elite, the biggest companies in the country are involved in it. And the Olympics fed into that because the Olympics created a need for massive infrastructure programs, you know, transportation projects, venue construction, et cetera. These created the opportunities for more contracts given out by the government to the same big construction companies that were already involved in these corrupt dealings. And so now we've got a lot of the Olympic-related venues and projects being investigated for possible corruption as well. And so we see the way in which the sort of the Olympics created more opportunities for this kind of collusion and graft. It shortens decision-making processes. It runs roughshod over regulations like environmental regulations, for example. Environmental impact reports take a long time to do, and when you've got a deadline like the Olympics, you just sort of plow over it. There's no time for consulting the public on how they feel about these various projects. All because of this intensifying effect of the Olympics. You know, you've got a deadline, the clock's ticking, you've got to run towards it, you don't have time for these other things. And so it allows things like corruption and graft to intensify as well.
And then finally, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. There's obviously been a lot of reports about it just in general, but I was wondering if you thought that the Zika virus at all would impact either athletes' participation or the turnout of spectators at all?
Well, I think the Zika virus is a serious concern for Brazil. It has had and it's continuing to have a serious impact on the population, particularly pregnant women and this generation of children that's being born with severe neurological handicaps. But I think that the biggest impact on the Olympics is really a public relations one. You know, you've got these pictures of these children who are born with these problems. It tugs at the heart. But the reality is that for athletes and for spectators, unless you're a pregnant woman, Zika doesn't impact you very much. If a non-pregnant adult contracts Zika, it's, you know, a mild fever maybe. Some people don't feel anything at all. So I don't think it'll actually have a direct impact on the public or the athletes, other than, like I said, a public relations one. You know, you see those pictures, it pulls at you. There are other diseases, even mosquito-borne diseases, that are a far bigger concern, like dengue fever, for example, which is carried by the same mosquito that people suspect carries Zika. And dengue fever actually kills. Last year, over 850 people died in Brazil of dengue fever. You know, not of Zika. So there are other concerns. I know Zika is on everybody's minds right now, but I don't think that that should be a worry for the vast majority of the population thinking of going to Rio, going to Brazil for the Games.